Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
On the line now, I have John McEntee from Recycle It. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good. And tell you've been shortlisted for the Green NGO of the Year 2017. But you've already won some awards. And just explain how a recycling company is an NGO.
Right. First, a very good question. We are what you would call a social enterprise. So even though we're set up as a company, we are a not-for-profit social enterprise. So we any income that would be earned would be reinvested into the company. But primarily, we're funded through something called the Community Services Project program, which is operated by PUBL, which is an instrument of government, and the funding for that comes out of the Department of Social Protection. So we would employ, at the moment, between 18 and 20 people. About 11 or 12 of those are funded through the Community Services Program, which gives people who an opportunity that may have been long-term unemployed or disadvantaged in some way, an opportunity to get back into the workforce.
Well, that's fantastic. And you recently entered the Green Awards 2017.
We did. The reason for entering the awards, I suppose, is a number of reasons. But firstly, is to get some recognition for the hard work that the guys do on a daily basis, and also for all the people around Dublin who recycle their electrical products, their old and once loved items that they've had around the house, in an environmentally friendly way through ourselves. In Recycle It, you can either drop it off or we offer a collection service to about 100,000 households every year, where we would visit areas of the city. We would leaflet them in advance of our visits. We'd send out a card. It'd be dropped through the letterbox by our own leaflet distribution teams, and we'd arrive then a couple of days later to pick up any items that people may have left out. We also offer assistance, so that if it's an older person, or maybe a person who's acquired a disability, or may just be in some way incapacitated for a short period of time, we go into their house and lift out anything that they may have that needs recycling.
Now, you're based over in Clondalkin, South Dublin, but is it a citywide service you provide?
Again, a very good question. Originally, we were called Clondalkin Community Recycling Initiative, and the programme was developed to cover the Clondalkin area, and also, back in about 2002, 2003, there was a lot of discarded waste in green and brownfield sites around South Dublin, so that's the reason the project was started up. And just as it grew and developed over the years, it was extended across South Dublin and then into Dublin City, Dunleary, Rathdown, and into Fingal. So people have requested that we go out. And now we would do a lot of community-based collections in those areas, as well as residential. We do collections for residents' associations. So it's developed across the city, and we're licensed to collect in Dublin City and County, Kildare and Wicklow.
Yeah, that's very good. So would you be in, say, supermarket car parks and stuff like that?
No, very rarely we would offer that method of collection. That's something that We Ireland would champion.
Yeah.
And we work alongside We Ireland, so we just do it a little bit differently, in that we actually call to the individual door of each house, drop the leaflet in and go back to that door and collect up all the bits and pieces that people may have left out. So I suppose what it is, rather than about 50 or 60 cars arriving in a car park and transporting everything down, we have one truck that goes around around the house or the housing estate and picks it all up in one given day or over a given week, depending on the size of the area. And it's a cost-effective and environmentally friendly way of doing it.
Yeah, it's much handier as well.
That transport off the road, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's much handier as well for the people, because I know I had to get rid of one of these old televisions there a while ago, and my God, the weight of it, couldn't, you know. So elderly people would be very grateful for a bit of help there.
Oh, most people are delighted to see us coming, to be honest. And as you said, the large TVs are one area. there lots of people are moving away from them and into the lighter flat screen ones, and they've had them in bedrooms and you know what I mean, they're in back kitchens and stuff, and they're very heavy to lift. So for anybody who needs the help, our teams can go in and take them out, and they can be reassured that we're a licensed service. We're also recognised as being age friendly by Age Friendly Ireland. So we fulfilled some criteria there and made ourselves age friendly. And we're also looking at different ways to do that. Our staff would carry ID badges with them to let people know who they were and all that sort of thing. So we try to be as accommodating and as safe as possible, you know what I mean?
So can people actually ring a recycler and ask them to come out and collect, not maybe a television, would there have to be a certain amount of electrical goods before you'd actually go out to a house collector?
Yeah, now, the way we operate efficiently is we would, as I said, maybe leaflets. Let's say we might do Coolock once a year, the whole of Coolock. That's a free service. We'd leaflet it. Now, if somebody in another area of the city at a different time wanted to have something and we couldn't make it over, we have a couple of smaller vans that we do personal collection services for, and we would have a fee attached to those sort of services, a small fee that 25-30 euros depending on the area of the city. It starts at 20 euros. So the cost is for the collection, not for the number of items that you would have. So for instance, we sometimes get calls for people might have a dishwasher, a tumble dryer, a washing machine, a couple of large TVs, maybe an electric lawnmower or a barbecue, for instance, that has an electric starter in it, and we pick up everything for that small fee. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair. That's very fair. There's a lot of permits involved with waste collection, I heard. Is that true? Yeah,
they are. We would have we would be licensed through the National Waste Collection Office, and we'd also be licensed by each individual local authority. And we would have to update and maintain those licences all the time and make sure that they're fulfilled. We'd have hours of doing business. We'd have to have notices up outside our premises to make sure that to let people know that we're an emergency numbers to call in case they need to see anything going on or stuff was dropped off illegally, all that sort of thing. So, yes, there are licences and permits attached to what we do, and they need to be fulfilled on a yearly basis. Now, to say that, there are other collectors out there who may not fulfil those requirements, so people should be wary of non-licensed collectors.
Yeah, I was going to, that's why I mentioned it, because you did mention earlier on that you started up more or less because people were dumping in green spaces and stuff like that.
That's right. That's how a working group in the local partnership was put together, and they formed a committee, and that's what came out of the committee, that we would try. It was twofold, basically, to clean up the area and give opportunities to people to get back to work. So that was they were the goals, and that's how it developed. But you're right, John. Illegal waste collection and waste dumping is still going on, and we find from time to time that while we're collecting, we have other collectors coming along and picking up bits and pieces, and you would never know where those bits and pieces end up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They'll take what they want out of it, the valuable stuff, and then the rest could end up in a hedgerow in some other part of the city or county.
Well, it sounds great. You're supplying a great service to the community, but you're also giving people in the community opportunities for getting back into to employment.
Yes, and we also work with, we encourage people to kind of work to build up some skills. We would do dismantling. We also then do some work with schools where we would disassemble. We get the guys in the warehouse to disassemble washing machines and tumble dryers. We bring them to schools. We help them to plant them up. Or we do something called a How We Works workshop, where a school... We don't have a great deal of resources to do this. We try and maximise the number of schools that we do every year, but we would bring along a washing machine and show the kids, maybe aged between 8 and 10, how a washing machine works and how the various different parts of it can be reused for different things. Do you know what I mean? When it's disassembled, and that nothing goes to waste, basically, and that there is reuse potential in everything. So we engage with the community on the collections, through employment, through schools, We also work very closely with the local authorities to promote things like Eco Week and National Spring Clean Month and things like that. Do you know what I mean? So we kind of try to help as much as we can, and we're involved with various different groups and different communities.
So you're involved hugely with the community, and us being a community radio station, I'm absolutely delighted you came on the show, because I don't think everybody, when they see Recycle It, would realise that the services you're providing besides collecting electrical goods. So, you know, I wish you all the continued success in the world, and great. I hope you win the Green NGO of the year.
I appreciate that. But even being shortlisted for, we won a Repack Award late in 2016. For education and environmental awareness, and getting on a show like yours, John, helps. Just it tells people that we're around. The award helps us to get on the shows, and you know what I mean, to promote our services. So it's a great opportunity for us just to speak about it for 10 or 15 minutes and tell people what we do.
Righto. As I say, thanks very much. Is there anything you'd like to add before we go?
No. If you keep us in mind and mention us every now and again, we'd be delighted. But if people want to actually make contact with us, we have a website called with the name www.recycleit.ie, and our telephone number is 01-457-8321. If anybody wants to give us a call with a query, we'd be happy to answer any questions you would have.
Thank you very much for taking the call. It was very, very interesting.
All right. Thank you, John. Bye-bye.
Music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.